It is January, which means we are ready for those colder winter months, which means time for the soups, chilies, and stews that so many of us love this time of year. So the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service has your food for thought this week about some healthier soups, so that maybe if your New Year's resolution is to be a little bit healthier, you can still enjoy your favorite crock pot or chilly winter weather meals while sticking to your resolution. So one of the reasons I love eating, you know, soups or different things is because it's usually cheap and easy. You can eat it in any meal. You can make it ahead of time. You can store it for later. You can use leftovers instead of wasting some of the things that you have. Your ingredients are typically very simple. You know, you need a stock. You need some vegetables, seasonings, throw a meat in there. Good to go. Some of the soups that we have are, again, can be, you know, broth-based, cream-based. You can have chili, gumbo, chowder, stews, you know, or just kind of a mashup of different things. The broths typically have that thin liquid. It's a base for a lot of soups. The chili typically has a thicker meat dish with whether it's beef, pork, venison, turkey, whatever. You can have a vegetarian chili as well. Chowder is typically seafood, but it could be a vegetable like a corn chowder. Gumbo is typically made with meat or fish, thickened with a roux. Cream or puree soups are made typically with a milk or cream or veggie puree. It could be served hot or cold. You can have, again, stews. They're kind of similar to soups, but usually have less liquid and are thicker and require longer cooking. The ingredients that you can use, oftentimes I use a lot of canned products. It can help save time as well as money. I do try to make sure that I am choosing reduced sodium products so they have less salt, or the ones that specifically say no salt added. I will also do, include different meats and vegetables, and you can use canned or you can use raw meats. Chicken stock offers a stronger flavor than using maybe a chicken broth. But again, mainly when I'm doing this, it's better for me or healthier if I make my own soup than if I go to the store and buy it, because the ones that you buy typically have higher amounts of salt, which can be bad for your heart and your blood pressure. So I typically will make it using whatever products I might have around. There's so many different things that I can do to try to be a little bit healthier with soups and stews. So what could be simpler than, you know, having a big steaming bowl of soup made with veggies, meat, poultry, fish, or dried beans? It can be the main dish for your meal. You can add some crackers or some breadsticks on the side, or maybe a fruit or dessert, and you're just ready to eat. You can make a large batch of soup and enjoy some for leftovers, or even freeze it. Many soups, with maybe the possible exception of seafood soups, taste better even the next day. So we will do that. We'll make chili the day before, and you giving as much time as possible to let all of the herbs and spices and seasonings really meld together actually make it better. So a lot of times we'll make soup, chili the day before, and then eat it the next day. Again, there are so many different recipes that we have on different meals. If you're looking for, you know, a corn chowder, turkey stew, turkey or chicken soup, you can have ground beef corn chili with rice. I mean, there's so many different things that we have a lot of different recipes for. You can make things ahead of time so that you can freeze it. Recently, we did a workshop on freezer meals, and we talked, as well as we did one on crock pots, and we shared a lot of recipes with soups and chilies and stews. So if you were not able to attend that in-person or virtual workshop and you're interested in that, again, just contact the extension office at Person County, 336-599-1195, or in Granville at 919-603-1350. And just tell us what you're interested in. Tell us, I want the information about the soups and the stews and the chilies and recipes. And, you know, or I want information about freezer meals or crock pots. And give us an email address and we will send that to you. Okay? This has been your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.